Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to today's Word of Mom Radio. I'm your host, Lori DiCarlo, and I'm here week after week. You know, we're breaking those myths that mompreneurs are women just dabbling in business, you know, in between bake sales and getting our nails done and running our kids back and forth to, you know, dance class. And I'm hearing some kind of a reverb in the back. Is everybody hearing that?
I'm good. I can hear you just fine right now.
Hey, Janice. It's strange. I'm always almost hearing an echo back. Oh, you know what it is? See, because life is a learning process. No, well, here's the life is a learning process. I had gone online to get the – I already was in the studio. So I pulled up another window with the show so I could get the link and send it out on Facebook, because I was sitting and thinking of different ways to describe the tagline of, you know, listening to the show live, whatever, and I was like, you know what, it's live on your time. And I think that's just like a great tagline for the show afterwards, because, you know, I send out tweets and you send out posts and tweets and everything else saying 1 p.m., blah, 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 but I do stuff afterwards. And so in promoting the archive, I was like, you know what, live on your time just sounds great to me, as opposed to, you know, archive here.
I like that, live on your time. I like that, Dory. I'm in.
You know what, I do too. Well, it's so funny because I put it on our Word of Mom graphic, and I was like, live on your time. Okay, how catchy is that? And I just put it out, and I was like, hey, question, what do you think about this? You know, and I was like, oh, by the way, heading over to the studio for today's show. And I'm already starting to get birthday wishes. So for those of you listening live, tomorrow is my birthday. For those of you listening in the archive, this show is recorded on – this show was done live November 13th, and it recorded. And I've already started getting birthday wishes, and it was like, wow, it's a day early. But, you know, being a Scorpio, and I'll celebrate for the month. I'll even go into December if I'm forced. So, you know, being 17 in my soul, I love my birthdays. I never dread my birthday. It's like, woohoo, it's my birthday. And everybody wants to say happy birthday to me. I'm like, yay, hi, thanks.
I always thank people when they wish me a happy birthday.
I know. It's fun.
I'm a huge fan of birthdays, though. I want a huge celebration for all of those out there listening. Mine's in January. I want a huge turnout.
Which birthday is this going to be?
Oh, this is the big 4-0.
Oh, God. Yeah, see, now tomorrow I'm just 52. And 52 is like such a dull age. It's like, yeah, 52. You know, my next big birthday is the 55 Arrive Alive. But, hey, the big, let me tell you something, Janice.
I like that.
Well, that used to be the speed limit slogan. When it 55 arrive alive. Oh, wow, well, it just goes to show because I'm 52. How long ago? I remember when my grandmother had a heart attack when gas went to 25 cents.
Yeah.
It's like 25 cents for a gallon of gas. Now I'm like 360. Yay!
Woohoo! Get an extra gallon. Bring out the cans.
You know, I'm serious. It's just, it's so ridiculous. It's just, you know, it's those funny things. But anyway, so the reverb was I had pulled up the show to put the link on, and I forgot to close out the window, so I was actually hearing myself. It's like singing the national anthem at a sports stadium. You start singing it, and like 5 seconds later, the echo is hearing it. So that's what it was. Like, I was hearing myself. Like, I was thinking, you know. Right. It's those delusions of grandeur. You know how that is.
You know, I have plenty of those. Delusions of grandeur. I have, yeah, I must admit to having quite a few of those recently.
You know, I'm serious. I just have to laugh because you just never know what's going to go on. And you know what? To all of you guys listening and still dealing with Sandy and the others, I mean, you know, insult to injury, having a hurricane and, you know, a week later a nor'easter, where, I mean, I have friends who just have gotten power back. I have friends who still don't have power. And you know what? They're dealing with it. They're pretty cool. They're just, it is what it is, because it is what it is, and eventually it'll get it. I was talking to one friend, 500 utility poles.
Uh-huh.
500 in their town came down.
Yeah, yeah. I've got clients who lost their businesses who, you know, just, I mean, it's just very, very, very bad. I mean, some of these people really, it wasn't just a storm. It wasn't just, you know, electricity out. They truly don't even have a business left to go back to.
Oh, wow.
So, thankful they have
really
a home.
Sorry to hear that. Exactly.
Yeah.
But,
you know
what? I mean,
they're all so positive. You know, they're all so positive. They're like, you know what? We'll get through this together. You know, and of course, you know, I made special arrangements for my clients who were in that type of position and made sure that they didn't have a bill to come back to and that we continued helping them. And they were just all so positive and so thankful and so grateful and just, you know, it truly renews your faith in the human spirit when you see things like that.
Well, but you're part of that renewal. You're part of that renewal in the sense of going, hey, we know what situation you're in, and here you go. I have news for you. I can't even tell you. I have Vonage as our, you know, regular voice phone, and got a message from them. They sent out a blanket email that they changed everybody's due dates. They gave people two-week extensions on their due dates without them asking. They were like, just because of this, here's what we're doing. And a few companies have done that. We're just like, look, we're just automatically going to extend everybody.
Awesome.
You know, because
really nice.
We don't know who's
really
got
it. Appreciate them.
Exactly. You know, it's those little things. On the flip side, and it kind of segues into what we're talking about today with, you know, online personal security and everything else. I mean, like I said, it's like the perfect segue because now with things that are happening and when you lose your power and you've lost all that control and stuff and now having to set things back up again, and whatnot. It's knowing what kind of privacy settings and things like that to use because things have changed, even within the stuff that we're using today. I bet
things
a lot of us.
Things change all the time. The only constant.
I'll throw my hand in the air because you can be sure I'm one of those people that is on whatever site that the privacy settings have changed on, and I have no clue because you haven't walked me through it yet. So, you know, who knows?
Well, I'm hoping to help you out today, Dori. This has been a very popular topic. I gave this talk a couple of weeks ago live to a local moms and preschoolers. I have, you know, my girl in there, and so I'd given this talk, and it went over well. And since then, I've had a lot of questions, and I had announced that I was going to be doing the radio show today. So I came prepared with pages not only of information but of answers to some questions that people have been emailing me and sending me through Facebook because, you know, if one person has a question, 1,000 people probably do
right.
Either hesitate to ask or they don't know they don't know.
Right.
So I came prepared with all kinds of information today. And I wanted to share with you just as an extra bonus for all those business owners out there. As my little one wanders into the room, would you like to say hello, Dorothy? Dory's on the phone. My mom's
well,
on the radio.
Hi, Miss Dorothy. You know here on Word of Mom Radio, we love kid cameos. We never discourage them. I'm at my son's. I'm actually sitting at my son's house right now. Hi, Miss Dorothy. How are you?
She says, I really just came in to get some string cheese.
Oh, well, there you go. Priorities. You know, forget the radio, Mom. I'm so totally unimpressed with the media. You know, where's their camera, though? Then forget it. Let me pose away. But radio, I'm way too pretty for radio.
That's my girl, you know. Mommy frequently keeps the string cheese in the office, so I just thought I'd come in and get a piece, and then now she gets it and goes on about her business. So there we go.
Too
anyway.
too cute.
My little pride and joy. My little guest host here today on the radio. I wanted to share with you, there was supposed to be a blog post to accompany this radio show. I've been working on it for some time now, and I have all kinds of great statistics and some good advice, and I even have a document of 100-plus acronyms that parents of teenagers need to know. And over the course of the past week, something has conspired against me every day to finish proofing and get it up on the site. There were some technical issues. There were some family concerns. There were things every day that have just pulled and tugged and pulled and tugged, and I wasn't able to make it live. And so I said to myself this morning, I'm going to get up early, and I'm just going to finish it and get it up so it will be ready for the show. And I said goodbye to my husband early this morning, and I walked back through the house, and I heard my daughter screaming for me. And so I was getting her situated, and I said, you know, Mommy's going to get her laptop, and I'm going to finish this. I've got to finish this post. I tell her what I'm doing. I mean, she's probably very much more well-versed than most people are in social media and marketing tactics. I said, Mommy's going to finish this post, and then we're going to do some learning time and some other activities. And she says, Mommy, please snuggle with me.
Oh.
And so I'm going to let you take a poll. Who thinks I sat down and finished that post this morning? I did not. I'm a working mother. I put my stuff aside and said, you know, they'll wait another 24 hours for that blog post. And I share this with you as a little bonus for those business owners out there, because one thing I hear consistently from people is, you know, I do more social media. I just don't have time. I wish I could participate, but I just don't have time. You know, I can't get results like that because, you know, I've got a business to run. I've got a family. I can't spend 10 hours a day networking on Facebook. I get phenomenal results. I get great results. And I get to spend very, very little time, much less than I'd really like to. But the point is, even with small, consistent behaviors, I get a lot of big results. So I just wanted to share that with you. A blog post is coming, which will help cement some of the statistics I'm going to be sharing with you, some of the resources I'm going to be sharing with you, and that document. Of the 100-plus acronyms parents of teenagers need to know. But in the meantime, just bear with me. I promise you it's coming, and it will be just as good tomorrow as it would have been today. Those of you listening to the archives, it's already there. Look for it.
There you go. See, look at that, live on your time. There you go.
Live on your time.
It's another example.
That's right. That's exactly right. What can you do? You know what? That's life. That's life, and you just live it and you enjoy it, and just don't get too flustered that everything doesn't quite go your way when you wanted it to go your way.
Well, you know, it is what it is, because it is what it is.
Right. And, that's exactly right.
You know, it's the life of a mompreneur. It really, truly
exactly
is,
right.
And this is that balance, because you know what? Here's the reality. The world's not going to end because the blog post isn't up.
That's exactly right.
On the
right.
flip side,
that's
how many more times do you get, Mommy, come snuggle me?
That's exactly right. You know, and I remember something. Again, thank you, social media. You know, very often in our lives, we go through our lives at such a pace that you don't stop and realize what's happening right now. We're always looking to the next, to the future, when we have more time, when things slow down, when we get more money, when... You know, we're always looking, trying to push our lives, you know, into fast forward to the point that suddenly one day you look back and you've missed a lot of it. And it reminds me of a post you made. I don't remember when, Dori, if it was this time, last year sometime, your daughter's birthday, and you had wished her a happy birthday online, and you said she was going out with friends, and you said, oh, I remember when her plans revolved around me and what I was doing. And you know what? It resonated with me. And I think about it, and I think about it quite often. And I make myself stop in the middle of my – and in fact, I asked her today. She's been very – you know, she's wanted Mommy. And I said, you know, I have my radio show today. Is it okay if we go ahead and see Dori? And she said yes. So she may be making a lot of appearances today. She's running around right now. But I think about that a lot. And I try to really stop daily yank myself back into right now versus thinking of, you know, when things slow down, when things speed up, when we have more money, when we have more time, when, you know, all those things, you know, that'll all come way too soon, and I really just try to enjoy today.
Well, I do have to say that it was my daughter's, like, 20th birthday. So
yes,
I did get a lot of them. I did get a lot of them where, you know, I was still the center of it. But, you know, we still found a way to get together that day.
Yes.
We spent the early part of the day together, and we went to our favorite little place that makes just the most amazing bacon, egg, and cheese on a roll with hash brown that you'll ever have. Oh, yeah. It's just, and that's all I do. It's breakfast and lunch, you know, cash only, tons of bacon. I mean, it's just absolutely decadent, because everything's better with bacon. We could talk about that another time.
Can I get an amen? I didn't know this was going to be a religious show. Hallelujah.
You know, I'm serious. It was funny. Wonderful Ari Yeager put up. But Aria put up on Facebook today. It was a turkey, and it was all the skin was all wrapped in bacon. And she was like, "Only in America." And I'm thinking, and it is, you know, that everything's better with bacon. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, you know how good that skin's gonna be, and it's gonna get all crispy around that bacon, and then you can really clog your arteries eating. And I don't care how bad the skin is.
I'm gonna have to run for a month solid.
You know what? I'm sorry. You know, my ancestors did it. My relatives did it. They lived into their, you know, 90s and 100s. So, you know, rock on. I'm eating salami and skin off a chicken or a turkey. Why not? You know?
I love you, Dory.
You know,
really,
Janice,
you know,
it's just so funny.
For anyone who's not familiar with our layout of the show, the first few minutes, Dory and I just catch up. the first 15
Absolutely.
Minutes, we're really just
you know,
catching up.
But let's face it, for those of you just tuning into Word of Mom Radio, you got to miss, like, what's going on here? But you got here for the
turkey skin. I thought this was security. What are we doing?
Well, let's face it, Janice, you know what? It's like social media. It's not gravy. It's the show that you did a while ago. Our beginning part, that's why people get lucky with our show, with the social media help and hype show, because they get the gravy first, and then they get down to the meat and potatoes.
That's right.
You know?
Gravy comes first, and then the meat and potatoes. I
yeah,
like that.
We're
like
rewarding
that.
You. We're rewarding you for your fabulous efforts, because trust me, Janice is going to be teaching you some great stuff. And here's the reward, you know, you get a little bit of the gravy first.
I like my gravy.
On that note,
I'm a big believer that sometimes you need to have your gravy first. You know, there will be plenty of time for the meat and potatoes, and I've never really lost my appetite, you know, about eating a little bit before. For the main course. So,
hey, you know what? That's like I'm going to be 52. In my feeling, once you hit 50, you're allowed to have dessert before you have dinner if you're a dessert eater. I'm really not. I'm not a dessert eater, but if once you hit 50, that's like the next half of the century. Hey, dessert first? Great. Works
all right,
for me.
10 more years then. 10 years and a few months then. Because I'm a big dessert eater.
You.
I love my sweets.
I gotta tell you, here's the last thing I'm gonna say, and then we're getting into the show. Having already lived through the 40s, if I had known how good the 40s were, I would have turned 40 when I was 30. Because the 40s rock, Janice. They rock.
My 30s were awfully
because,
good. You know, my 30s were so
30s
much better than my 20s.
Well, yeah, but the 40s, wow.
You're better? Awesome.
Oh, wow. And so far, I mean, you know, I'm only a couple of years into 50, but loving 50s. Loving the 50s, but 40, oh, that was a decade. Ah, that was a decade,
you know,
man.
I remember when I turned 30, I was pretty devastated for a little while. You learn so much. You're still a child at 30. Whoever said you were an adult was insane. Anyway, I was complaining to my sister, who happens to be 20-some-odd years older than I am. She was not sympathetic at all. I was complaining to her about I was turning 30 and I was getting older, and she says, well, she says, I've been 30 and I've been 40. I must say, I'd rather be 30. You know, and I laughed at the time, and I thought, as my 30s went by, my 30s were so much better than my 20s. So I have every reason to believe that my 40s will be even better than my 30s. And plus, you know, I'm also, there's a little quote out there I've posted several times and I've seen a lot that said something like, you know, you should never complain about turning 40 because there are many, many people in this world who are denied the privilege. So
that's
I'm just very thankful for every year I've got and for every extra day I'm allowed to breathe and live and have a wonderful time and be with this sweet little angel of mine in the background. You know, what more could you ask for? So there's my gravy for the day. There's my words of wisdom. Don't complain about getting older. Just be thankful that you're being allowed to participate.
That's right, because it really beats the alternative.
Oh, boy, yeah. Does it ever beat the alternative.
I mean, there you go. So,
I'm here.
Social
okay.
media, help, not hype. Here we go. Online personal security for your social media. Take it away, Jim.
I'm going to take it away. You know, I've got so much information to share here. I had this talk 2 weeks ago live with a local group, and it was on Halloween, just before Halloween, and I told them it was our Halloween talk, because my intentions were that before they left that day, I was going to scare the pants off of them. That was what I wanted to do. So I'll try not to scare you too badly. But I am hoping to make people who are listening think very carefully. And here she comes again. God bless you, Dottie. You always pop in at just the right moments. I do hope that I am able to make you a little more mindful and a little more thoughtful as you go out and about, you know, your daily activities on social networking. I find that, you know, these are such fun sites to be on, Facebook and Twitter and Pinterest and all kinds of just really neat things to do out there these days. And they're wonderful ways to stay in touch with our family and stay in touch with our friends. And, you know, people do them and they don't really stop to think exactly what they're doing when they're doing these things online. So I hope to make you just a little bit more mindful and a little bit more aware of what you're doing and what's going on around you and what possible repercussions that your actions could have. You know, we keep our children safe at home. You know, I know a lot of really, really great moms and dads out there, and they lock their doors every night, and they protect their children, and they hold their hands. I see them out on the street, walking across the street, and they hold their little ones' hands, and you can see them talking, just like I talked to Dorothy when we crossed the street. Look left, look right, no cars are coming, see the light up there, it's red, okay, now we can cross, you know. And they talk them through life, and they tuck them into bed at night, and they tell them, you know, Mommy and Daddy will take care of you, you're safe, monsters aren't real. You know, a lot of us have had the monster spray, you spray in the closets, and you spray on the carpet to keep the monsters away. You know, the reality, though, is that monsters are very real, and they are out there every single day. And they know when what you're doing. They know what your family's up to. They watch you, and they watch your children. And you are truly at the mercy to of them to decide what they're going to do with you. And they have this power because we give it to them. You know, we invite them into our homes. We invite them into our lives by sharing so much, so publicly. Think about that the next time that you're posting something to your Facebook, posting, oh, husband's gone again this weekend, or, oh, we're having a great vacation, you know. You post pictures of your family, and you're basically telling the world, my home is sitting there empty.
Hey, but that's where you post. Here we are on our vacation, and thanks for our friends who are staying at our house. Wish you were here, but glad you're protecting it because I'm posting on Facebook that I'm going away.
That's exactly right. And I've left a great big German Shepherd at home who bites me.
Don't forget to feed the Rottweiler.
Don't forget to feed the Rottweiler. Exactly. Yeah, you know, do it very strategically. Do it very, very strategically. Very strategic about what you do online. You know, and everyone is using these sites. Parents, children, coworkers, even the elderly are using social media sites. You know, 90% of online adults are using a social media site regularly. Here's a few statistics for you. There are more devices connected to the internet right now than there are people on this earth. You know, think about it. How many mobile devices? Yes. There are more devices. Yes. More devices connected to the internet than there are people on this earth. We have computers, and we have laptops, and we have iPads, and we have our mobile phones. You know, and everybody in the family has one. Even, you know, relatively small kids are being given, you know, smartphones these days. And, you know, and sometimes for very, very good reasons. I've heard some excellent reasons from parents who've given children as young as 10 years old, you know, an Android. You know, but think of how many devices that we've got at any given time. We are such a connected society. It is not even funny. 55%.
Yeah, it really scares me.
It can be
that,
very
that
scary.
Really scares me.
55% of teens have given out personal information to someone they don't know, including photos and their physical descriptions.
Wow.
29% of teens have posted mean information, embarrassing photos, or have spread rumors about someone online. Good for you, baby. She's coming to tell me she just finished her drink.
Oh, well, thanks for sharing, honey.
Letting us know where we were all wondering. 29% of teens have been stalked or have been contacted by a stranger or someone they don't know online. 24% have had private or embarrassing information made public without their permission. Think about it the next time somebody snaps your photo. You know, it used to be, just not too long ago, someone took your photo and they might go home and put it in their photo album. You know, you were in a group shot or you were holding their kid or who knows, you know, lots of legitimate, perfectly legitimate reasons. These days you may wind up in the search engines. Think about it the next time somebody snaps your photo. Ask what they're going to do about it with it. I'll be sharing more about that in a moment. 22% of teenagers have been cyber pranked. 67% of teenagers say they know how to hide what they're doing online from their parents. 43% of teens say they would change their online behavior if they thought their parents were watching them. So how badly are they behaving? 39% think their online activity is private from every person, including their parents. They are out there wandering around, posting and sharing, and they think that only the people they want to see it can see it. That's truly, I mean, that's going through their heads. What are our behaviors like when we think no one is watching versus when we realize the world is watching? 18% of teens have created a private email address or a separate social networking profile that their parents can't see or don't know about. And 10% have gone ahead themselves and unlocked parental controls to disable any filtering. Lots of stuff going on out there. So I wanted to share those statistics with you. And then I wanted to share with you just launch into the potential dangers, basically. You know, exactly the what types of dangers you're looking at when you go online. So it's very important before we start looking at privacy controls to understand what could possibly happen. Phishing scams, and this is not just for social media, although it's a huge part of it. Phishing scams are a very big risk. Did you realize that websites can actually be set up to look like your favorite network in order to get you to log in and share your personal information? You could actually be directed to a site that looks exactly like Facebook, but it's not Facebook. And the way to tell is to look up in your browser window. It should say Facebook.com. That's what it should say, and that's the only thing they can't hide from you is if it says something different. Be aware. Open your eyes and just be aware of where you are online and what you're doing. Don't go through your day. You know, we talked a minute ago about how sometimes you wish your life into fast forward and suddenly it's gone. Don't go through your day just mindlessly doing your thing and not open your eyes and look around. If you're crossing the street, you open your eyes, you look around, you look for traffic, right? Traffic coming up and down the highway, traffic pulling out of a parking lot across the street, traffic coming from behind you from the parking lot you're leaving. You open your eyes and you pay attention, and this is exactly what you should be doing when you're working on your networking sites. Look up in that browser window. Be aware of where you are. Very often, these same sites will ask for your password. They'll let you know that they're verifying information, or they just need to verify something real quick and in order to continue using your favorite site. You know, if you could just share this quick information with them, they'll get you moving, on your way. If they ask for your password, do not give it to them. They don't need it. I mean, if it's truly the site they're already in, why would they need your password? Think about it. Once these people get into your accounts, they can get in, they get all your private information, they can get your email, they can actually send out emails on your behalf to your friends. Sometimes these emails are blatantly spam. I mean, we've all gotten things and from somebody we knew. And we realized it was spam, and we reached out to them and said, I think you might have gotten hacked. But some of these emails can look perfectly legitimate. Emails that say something like, oh, my gosh, when did you take this photo? And they give you a link. Well, if it comes from Dory DiCarlo, and I've been friends with Dory DiCarlo for years, you know, would I think anything about clicking on that link to find out what the heck she's talking about now? They get into your sites, they can get information to your profile, they can send out these spam messages, And then once they get into your, you know, once I click on the link and they have access to my information now, or they can put a virus on my computer, there are viruses out there that can be installed on your computer and you don't know they're there. They can record the keystrokes that you're making on your keyboard so that as you go about your business and you're on your social networking sites, they're recording your sites and they're recording your passwords. They record your bank account information and your account number that you use to log into your bank. You know, and the madness truly, truly just continues. It is so important to protect yourself with every step you make online, with every link you click on, with every website you go to. Know where you are and know what you're doing. Children are being targeted on these sites as well. Their information is being taken, their date of birth, their, you know, first and last names, any information you put on there. We do tend to put a lot about our kids on there. We want to brag about our kids. And another big thing that I've been reading a lot about recently is children who are having their identity stolen. Credit cards opened in their names, loans taken out in their names, and you don't find out about it until the child's old enough to start applying for colleges and student loans and credit cards. And you know, at that point in time, you know, the damage is already done. And at that point, you know, typically a long time's gone by and severe damage has been done. So, you know, be very careful about the information you're sharing or even putting in your own social networking sites about your children. You want to make sure that you protect their information very, 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 very carefully. Protect it as much as you protect them. You know, we think about protecting our children physically, but are we protecting their information? Are we protecting all the things that, you know, the things like their Social Security, their birth date, their, you know, any personal information, their address that somebody might be able to take and start piecing together tidbits to take over their identity. There are a lot of bad people in the world, Dori.
Wow.
A parent who isn't being very diligent can truly allow a child's whole future to be destroyed before it even begins. I see people sharing so broadly and so widely. You know, the information you're sharing, and when I say the information you're sharing, it's not just what you're posting out to Facebook or posting out to some of these sites. It's the information in your profile that you keep just for family and friends. I'll tell you how that can get you in trouble in a minute, too. But, you know, don't put anything, even if you consider it to be private, don't put anything back in those profiles that's going to get you, potentially get you in trouble should it be made public. Because it can and it has been made public, as a matter of fact. Another big danger is that once you open a Facebook account, Facebook pretty much control you. once you have uploaded a photo, Facebook pretty much owns it. You know, once you have put it, not just Facebook, but when you put it out online, you have, in essence, lost complete control of what's going to happen to that photo. It can be used for any reason. You know, Facebook's guidelines say that they have the rights to use your photos in advertising. You know, you could very easily lose control of the very images of your children. Did someone tag your child's photo? Say something in the tag like beautiful little girl. You know, even if I'm only sharing with friends, if someone else takes my photo and shares it publicly, once it's been shared publicly, it will be indexed by the search engines. And now it's roaming around Google with this tag, beautiful little girl. Or your child's name. It's been tagged with their name, or it's been tagged with your name. Now it's wandering out in the search engines for just anybody to find. And as you know, with all the copyright issues going on, use any way they want to use it. And you may very well not even know it for many, many years if you ever know that photo has been taken and used somewhere else. So you want to be very, very careful about any information you put up there, even if you know about the privacy settings, even if you set them to private. That doesn't mean that someone else can't take that photo, someone else who sees it, even very innocently. If they haven't protected their own privacy settings, they can take your photo, and suddenly your photo has been made public for the entire world to see. Have you considered what happened? Yeah, think about that.
Well, you know, it's a strange thing, Janice, because doing what I do, And you too, because you're online with your business, because you're online on this radio show. Now doing this radio show, I'm going to say it in a really snobby way, you know, we're public figures. So, you know, our rules are different. So, yeah, I'm serious. The last time I Googled my name and hit images, and I mean, I saw pictures of me from, I can't even think how long. But it is. It's just like, wow. You know the thing that really freaks me out? The biggest thing? The fact that somebody can put your phone number in and get your address. That was supposed to be your privacy thing.
The privacy concerns I could do an entire day seminar on these things. You know, to get back to your original comment about, you know, the public figures, so many of us are working online and you know, there's all kinds of information about us out there, and that's what makes it just extra important that we control our image and we control our information. We control what goes out there, what's being allowed to be shared. You will notice that even though I use Facebook and I'm in the mom market, I have shared a couple of Dorothy's photos. You'll notice that there aren't very many out there. I'm not constantly posting photos of her, probably a dozen photos of her entire life might be posted out there. Each very carefully thought out, each very carefully, there's no geographic information anywhere. She's not wearing her school T-shirt. She's, no information that anybody would be able to look at and tell where we are or what we're doing. These are things, you know, you need to consider when you're posting out there, when you're sharing information. And it's one thing if I ruin my life, but I'd like to let her do that to herself someday. Someday I'd like to give her the opportunity to ruin her own reputation versus letting mommy do it. But my concern is so many parents aren't thinking along those lines. They're not. They're just sharing very innocently and very sweetly great pics of the kids and great pics of the family, and they're not really thinking about the potential down the road for the issues that might occur. Several times in 2011 and actually a couple of times this year also, Facebook's system broke and every private photo we had became indexable and public for the entire world to see. It was just for a very brief period of time, but Google just needs a couple seconds. That's all it takes for them to index a photo. People who thought they were posting just to their family and just to their friends, and many of them probably still don't know that these systems broke down. Because Facebook jumped on it and they got it fixed. But the point is, Facebook is intended to be a public site. All those privacy settings you have to set to private. So when everything broke, everything people had, their private discussions, their private photos, were made public for a very brief period of time. Not so secure anymore. You know, what if you knew that, your back door late at night suddenly came unlocked several times, you know, and for a brief period of time, your whole house was sitting completely unaware and completely vulnerable to whatever may be outside. It's very, very scary. Something to think about before you ever start sharing your information or uploading your photos. Did you also know that Facebook never lets you really delete your own profile? You can disable it anytime you want to. But I've had clients who would hire us and say, I had a Facebook account last year or 6 months ago, but I deleted it. I didn't know how to use it, and I got rid of it. When we go back over and still try to get back in, they get a welcome message, welcome back to Facebook, and all their information is still sitting right there for them.
Nice.
It's sitting there. It is there. It is available. Just because you hit the delete button, just because you can't see it any longer, doesn't mean it's not up there. Somewhere out there. It can be found.
Nice.
Again, something to think about, something to be very mindful of. You know, future problems. More and more employers are looking at social networks to help them weed out undesirable employees. Universities looking at social networks to weed out undesirable potential students. And people share their political views and their religious views, sometimes very aggressively because they think they're sharing with family and friends. They share very aggressively, and these pieces of information are being used to get rid of people. As a matter of fact, last week, just after the elections, I don't know if you read about the Cold Stone employee who was fired because she made a very nasty statement about President Obama online on her Facebook account. And someone took offense and shared it publicly, and it went viral. So she shared privately. They took offense, shared it publicly. It went viral, and her place of business got tons of calls and complaints, and she got fired. She's being investigated by the Secret Service. That's just one. And she posted privately. She just had a – and, you know, she said, I was just venting. You know, I would never do anything, but I was just venting. Another instance, it's been about a year or so ago, I guess, about a Walmart employee who posted to her profile, friends and family, privately, that she hated to go to work. She was just exhausted and she just wished she didn't have to go that day. That's all she says. You know, she's venting like the rest of us do sometimes. And blah, blah, don't want to go, don't want to work today. And one of her friends posted on her wall, "Sucks to work at Walmart, doesn't it?" And one of her supervisors caught wind of it, and they fired her. She didn't do anything wrong. She just went to family and friends like we do sometimes, and we vent. I mean, you know, come on, guys. We are human, and we all vent a little from time to time. But in these instances, they vented on Facebook, and someone else took offense, and that's all it takes. And your entire life is going to be affected. Think about this. As you go out there every day and you're using these sites, open your eyes and think about what you're really doing and who you're really sharing in front of.
Mm-hmm.
Not only who are you sharing in front of, but who are they sharing in front of? You know, these are some very, very common issues. There was another – I could name case after case after case, to be honest with you. There was another physician a year or so ago who, again, privately, friends and family, she complained about a patient of hers, and someone thought, oh, well, she shouldn't be sharing that information. That's, you know, doctor-patient privilege. And they took it and shared it publicly and reported her to the medical board. She lost her license because they said she shared enough information that people could have told who it was. Now, remember, she initially only vented to family and friends. Evidently, one of those friends or family wasn't as good as she thought they were. You know, think about what you're doing. You are not alone out there. You're not alone out there. You are being watched, and whether you like it or not, be very, very careful about what you're saying and how you're saying it. You know, it's not just you that's going to be affected, but it could very, very well be your children. Another instance here, that came out, it came out just before Halloween this year, happened last year, though, I believe, was a teacher, high school teacher, who on her off time went to a party, Halloween party, all dressed up, and was holding one of those little red cups that, you know, are typically associated with alcohol, and holding up one of those little red cups, and I can't remember what she had written on it, something, it was fairly mild, something drinking or happy to be drinking or something to that effect. Don't quote me on that, exactly what was on the cup, but it was something that was, you know, she was at a private party. She was on her own, but she posted it to her Facebook status, and some parents saw it and took offense, and she was fired for promoting underage drinking.
Oh.
You know, think, you know, we are truly in the wild, wild west of social networking. Anything goes. Now, and, you know, the conversations, I'm sure, around some of these things, I hope will change. You know, I hope that at some point somebody decides that what I post privately can't be held against me, but these sites are being considered right now public sites and fair game. Think about what you're doing before you do it. Think before you cross the street. Open your eyes. You know, another, you know, a little bit longer shot. These are all very, very common occurrences, you know, but I always caution about stalkers or worse. People who gain, you know, your personal information, they get into your profile section, or they get your, you know, some people make everything pretty much public. I can get their birthday, I can get their pet's name, I can get their kids' names and birthdays and where they live, their address, and when they go on vacation, and who you associate with, and people are checking in, you know, doing the, you know, Foursquare and all those things, and, you know, and your people's friends, you know, people's friends check them into places. You go somewhere in a group and your friends check you all in, and suddenly your whereabouts are out there for the world to see. Think about who could be potentially seeing this information. You may know who you're connected to, and you may know what your privacy settings are, but what about your friends? Who are they connected to when they share your information? Are their privacy settings secure? All of their friends, is there a chance that one of their friends is going to reshare something publicly? You know, there's a lot of ifs, and there's a lot of variables out there that you need to be very mindful of. You know, when you're moving about your daily life, think about it. Keep your eyes open and think about it. You know, I saw a little cartoon a few weeks back, and it was something like, oh, great, somebody found out what my Facebook password is. Now I'm going to have to change my dog's name.
No, I have to change my dog's name. Oh. You know, that sounds like a Jeff Foxworthy thing. You know, doesn't that sound like a Jeff Foxworthy thing?
It does. It really does. You know, we all laugh.
My dog's name.
Change my doggy's name. What are your passwords? You know, just people get some of that information, and you get a little information, and then the more information you get, the more information you're able to get because of that little information. And you know, be very mindful of what you have in your profile sections. Your family photos. You know, people take pictures of their children standing in front of the school sign every year at the beginning of the school year. They take pictures of them with their school shirts on. Very innocently, they think nothing about it. They share the activities they're participating in. They share every evening when they're off to soccer practice. And, you know, so much could go wrong with all that sharing, truly. You know, and so much of it happens in such an innocent way. You know, posting a picture of Dot and someone sharing, you know, happy birthday, little girl, or you know, Dory comes along and shares her photo and happy birthday, and now, you know, potentially her picture's out there and her date of birth is out there, and you know, you want to be very, very mindful of what you're doing. Before you cross the street, look both ways. Every day when you log on to the Internet, you are crossing the street. I encourage you to please look both ways. You know, very often, and I hear people tell me in response to all this, well, you know, I know who I'm connected with. I just use Facebook just for friends, just for family. I know every one of these people. Phenomenal. Do you know all the people they know? You know, dear old Uncle Willie, who's just as sweet as can be, would never do harm to anyone. You know, you post a picture, he shares it, because he just thinks your child's adorable or that the family vacation photos were wonderful. Problem is, Uncle Willie can't, he's never even looked at his privacy settings, so everything's public. He's sharing it with everybody. And you know, it was all done very, very innocently. The biggest danger online is our own attitude about social networking. You've really got to take it seriously, and I've given this talk before, and I've shared this information with people, and I've had them kind of roll their eyes at me and say, okay, seriously, Janice, what are the chances of any of this really happening? And I say, well, you know, what are the chances that somebody's going to break into your home tonight? I bet you still lock your doors. Do you lock your car door? Do you leave it sitting out there with the keys in the ignition every day, every night when you come home from work? Chances are, you know, depending upon where you live, most of us these days, and I do live in a small town, I still lock my car. You know, I don't leave the keys sitting out there in an unlocked car, you know, ready for the world to do what they want. I still lock my doors at night. The chances of someone breaking in or taking my car are pretty slim around here, but it's not a chance I'm willing to take. Is this a chance you're willing to take? And that's something you really want to consider. Again, open your eyes when you log onto the Internet every morning. What types of chances are you willing to take? Some of these are very slim. Some of these are not so slim. Some of these are pretty common. I talk to people, and again, every time I give a talk like this, somebody comes up to me and says, oh, I know somebody this happened to. I know a person. I know a woman who you know, was stalked. Some guy friended her, and then, you know, he was a friend with three of her friends, so she went ahead and accepted the friendship, only to find out he was basically friending every woman he could get his hands on, and then getting access to any profile information she shared. And she, you know, I hear this all the time. There's a lot of bad things out there.
The scary part of that is the fact that so many women make themselves vulnerable to these things.
Yeah,
you know,
and they really do.
It's funny because I've kind of adopted the way you have that open policy of, all right, you extend a hand to me, I'll take it. If you show your true colors to not be good, I can block you, whatever. I've gotten to the point that I'm like, you know what? Nope. I'll go to somebody's profile or whatever. It's amazing to me, you know?
Yeah.
And it's, the stories that they will use to get somebody to open up to them, they will pretend to be a soldier. They will pretend to be somebody who's been hurt. You know, I mean, it's amazing the manipulative things that especially women, I think it's because of our nature to nurture, you know, that so many women wind up vulnerable to these kind of things. And it's like, okay,
looks so legitimate, truly.
Right.
I mean, these people aren't stupid, you know. I mean, they don't normally show up on your profile. I did have one guy show up on my profile with a, you know, holding some type of automatic rifle, you know, I did not friend him, did not accept that request. But most of them, that's not what they do. Most of them, it may be a picture of another woman. It may be another woman's name that you see. It may, you know, they don't have to be honest about who they are. And people are not honest. I know that probably shocks you, Dory. I know it probably does, and I hate to be the one to tell you that, but there are less than honest people out there in this world. All it takes to get a Facebook account, and I keep saying Facebook, but, you know, the same holds true for just about any site out there. All it really takes is an email address.
Right,
name.
And you can create those anywhere.
That's exactly right. We're not guaranteed to be talking to the person we think we're talking to.
Well,
be very, very careful.
Did you ever see the movie The Associate with Whoopi Goldberg?
No, I did. I think it's been a very, very long time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I actually really like this movie. But she's a financial investment counselor kind of a thing. Now, I'm sorry, in that world, think of it, image is everything. So she's having a hard time moving up. She's pretty high up there, but somebody else keeps stealing her ideas and this and that and winds up getting the promotion she deserves. So she creates her own company and creates this older white man as a partner, creates him online, does this, does that. He becomes the most talked about man on Wall Street. You know, everybody is, you know, shifting their investments to them and this and that and blah, 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 and he doesn't exist. It's her.
Right.
She's the one who's doing all of this. And her assistant realizes what's going on and is right there supporting her with it. But in the end, you know, she's – and Whoopi Goldberg. So, you know, of course, she's got the makeup to look like this old white man. And it was great. When it's like, you know, underneath the right image and she pulls off the costume, maybe the wrong image, you know, it's the fact that she created this Wall Street wizard that people invested millions and billions of dollars in that didn't exist because her image didn't work.
Right.
I mean, now this is a feel good, oh, isn't that great kind of a thing.
Sure.
On the flip side, this is the reality. That you can create anything online, and that's why I brought it up. You can anyone at this point. I thank God I don't have little kids.
Yeah.
I don't have little kids, so I don't have to worry about it. But it is these things, you know, because I do see friends posting so much stuff.
And we've been talking about little kids, but you know, there are other security risks out there. I'm glad you said that.
Mm-hmm.
There are other security risks out there. Of course, when we think about security risks, we think of children are the first thing you think about. You know, and I shared with you some statistics about teens and how much information they're sharing. 55% have given out personal information to someone they don't know. And you know, we think about children and kids and teenagers. You know, they are a big risk group. You know, most social sites warn against allowing anybody, and they won't allow anyone under 13 to use the social site, and they warn against allowing anyone under that age to use a site without a parent. You know what? I warn against allowing anybody in your home, anybody that's under your control, to use social media, social sites, without supervision. You know, and I say something that is very, very unpopular with teens, but also unpopular, you'd surprise, with the parents who said to me, I can't believe you made that recommendation. That's a violation of privacy. But I don't just recommend that you friend your children online. You need to log into their accounts and look. You know, you can so easily create lists of people on Facebook and then only share certain things with those certain lists. So it would be so, so easy for me to friend my child and have her put me into the family list, and then I only see exactly what she wants me to do. I say get the passwords and log in from every computer in your home, and you make sure this is the site. If you're going to allow them online, and you know, it's almost unrealistic to say you're not going to, even though some days I think, oh, yeah, I'm just going to tie her hands behind her back and never let her do
this. You know
what? You know.
Janice,
you
I'm going to say this. I have three adult kids.
Uh-huh.
And if I went back and did it all over again, because I would go mm-hmm. back in a heartbeat to day one.
Yeah.
When they first handed me my son, who'll be 25 in April,
mm-hmm.
in a heartbeat. You know what I would do different? Their teenage years, I would have been the white on their rice.
Yeah. Yeah,
it.
You know,
I absolutely agree with you. I absolutely agree with you. They want privacy. Get your own home.
You want your own privacy.
You don't want me to know your passwords. We had one computer. Well, we had two computers, my office computer and my kid's computer, and it was in my office with me. And if they were online, I was in the office with them. Now, at that point, it was the beginning part of it. I think there was MySpace. And when they first started, I was like, why do you have this? And I want to see this. And what do you need this for? Why do you need to have pictures of you online and stuff like that? This doesn't make any sense to me.
Right.
And so I always tried to teach them. It's like, look, be careful what you say. It's out there forever.
You
may think this picture's funny and stuff like that, but it's out there
it's
forever.
Permanent. Is it going to be funny in 10 years? Because it's out there. It is. Permanent. You know, risks include, you know, they friend people they don't know. They share your home address. They share where they go to school. They share their age. They offer inside information about family activities. They share photos they shouldn't share. You know, this is a huge risk group. And I highly recommend that you monitor so closely.
Yep.
I do have that document of 100-plus acronyms that parents of teenagers should know. You know, since the beginning of time, teenagers have had a language all their own. You know, every generation has had words. Every generation has had, you know, their own thing. This generation truly has a language all their own. And there was a lady that I know very well, lovely lady, concerned, caring parent. I mean, just wonderful, wonderful lady. And she has a daughter, a teenage daughter. And I saw some things going up on Facebook, and I reached out to my friend, and I said, do you have any idea what your child is doing online? I mean, I'm trying to be nosy or anything, and I just saw it, and I really don't think you know what she's doing. And my friend says to me, oh, that girl these days, I don't know half of what she's talking about over there. And I just cringed, because they're using acronyms that are not good, to have conversations that their parents can't watch, can't read, can't monitor. And it is a very, very big concern. And, you know, if your child is saying things online and you don't understand what they're saying, shut the conversation down. Stop it immediately. You know who their friends are. Make sure they have physically met every single person they friend online. Bad things happen, people. Another area, another high-risk group are the elderly. And I don't just mean 80s and up, you know. I mean,
okay, you know what, Dana? We actually have to take a quick break, and I want to go over all of that, and especially the acronyms and things that parents don't know. But I just want to share, Shackley Cares is a program created by the natural health and wellness company Shackley. It began in 1992 to assist families and communities that have been affected by natural disasters, such as, you know, Hurricane Sandy. And they provide natural food and eco-friendly cleaning supplies to people in need. So if you or anyone you know has been affected by Hurricane Sandy, and we know that this is going to be an ongoing thing in the recovery and healing, contact Renee Sullivan at 508-320-2566 or email her at resully3740@yahoo.com. She'll walk you through how to apply for the disaster grant. And also, if you want to donate towards the relief efforts, you can contact her at the same places. So again, it's resully3470@yahoo.com. And then we're welcoming a new family member for Word of Mom Radio, Financially Authentic. And Beth Marshall is actually a friend of mine that I got to know, and she is incredibly passionate about working with people, families, clients, individual people and everything, and helping them create that and learn that proactive and powerful financial decision support that she offers. And it's helping them create that desired lifestyle, even if it requires that you actually have to put some things on temporary, you know, hold right now to get things under control. And she purposefully shifts the financial dynamic that's keeping people awake to enable them to start a revolution. And she's looking to create that, you know, a revolution of people who are financially powerful. So you can visit her at financiallyauthentic.com. So welcome to the Word of Mom family. And then, you know, we have our Checkpoint Friendly Laptop Bag specials going on. You can go to wordofmomradio.com/offer/ and take advantage of the discount and free shipping for the Checkpoint Friendly bags. Come on, the holidays are coming. Everybody keeps saying, oh, my God, I got to go get one of those laptop bags. I know Janice is saying it to herself right now.
I have been, as a matter of fact.
I know. Get on the site. You know, don't wait till, you know, the last minute. Don't let it all get caught up. And you can visit everybody at wordofmomradio.com/MMM, and you'll find all of our mompreneur-made and mompreneur-approved products and services. So we are done with housekeeping, back to Janice Clark and online security. And I have to say this one thing, it made me think of, I saw this graphic on Facebook, you know, it's like the kids on the smartphone thing. And the kid says to one kid, texts over, whoa, dude, your dad's on Facebook? And the kid's like, I know, WTF. And his dad chimes in, what's WTF? And the kid chimes back, welcome to Facebook.
That's right. Welcome to Facebook, Dad. Yeah.
You know, but I'm serious. We, you know, my kids, they'll text with me. And because they're so far away and they don't have time, and I understand that. We sit down for conversations later. But they'll just text me a hello or whatever every once in a while, and I'll send them back. And it's like, guys, you know I don't text speak, so you've got to just spell it out for me. All of a sudden, they'll throw up these little, you know, acronyms, and I'm like, come on.
Yes, there's all kinds out there. And I use quite a bit, you know, I do text with my virtual assistants quite a bit, and these days I've just gotten used to seeing so many of them, but it's not the common ones that you need to worry about as a parent. It's all the others. You need to know what they're saying. And like I said, if they're having a conversation and you don't understand what's happening, you don't know what they're saying, you need to shut the conversation down. Shut it down. Teens are a big risk factor, but another risk group that lots of people don't think of are the elderly. And elderly is probably a strong word because, you know, you think of elderly and you think of grandma and grandpa. This could also be mom and dad, though. This could also be aunt and uncle. You know, who don't understand privacy settings and don't understand these newfangled sites that are out there, and they just want to share pictures of the grandkids. And, you know, they're something, you know, and they're just sharing very often with their friends or family members, and not paying attention, not really keeping their eyes open and understanding who might be looking or who their what their friends' privacy settings might be. Of course, I have no way of knowing what my friends' privacy settings are. This is a very true story that happened not too long ago. An older gentleman joined Facebook, and he'd been on Facebook for some time, you know, a year or so. And one day he gets a call from a lovely gentleman who says to him, "Oh, you know, I've been alerted to the fact that you've been having some computer issues, and I've been authorized to help you if you'll just sit down at your computer and do this blah blah. That'll grant me the access I need, and I can get you all taken care of." And he did. He did. What's the chance that an older person is going to be having computer problems? Anybody want to take a guess? How often do older people have issues with their computer? And this is not a man who was senile or too elderly either, for that matter. But yes, he had been having problems, and yes, this wonderful tech person called and said he had been authorized to help. And if it weren't for the fact that he wasn't able, there was a modem issue, and he wasn't able to log in to his own computer at the time, he was going to give a perfect stranger access to his computer that not only had his files on it, but all of his email addresses, his information on his kids, information about their will, information. Think of all the information for the entire family that person could have gotten their hands on by getting into his computer. Huge, huge risk group there. And something that most people aren't looking at. We're so busy looking at the teens, we're not paying attention to the people around us who really just aren't educated about these sites. And how much potential damage, I mean, think of how much information other people may have about you.
Right.
It's not just yourself you have to be worried about, it's others as well. Now, I'm going to offer you some things that you can do to help secure your presence online and your family online. I wanted to answer a couple of questions here that I've gotten previously. I just kind of wanted to share these with you. Someone asked me, she had heard that if you upload photos to Facebook or to a photo sharing site, that your GPS information is embedded in the photo, and someone with the right software could get access to that information. And she wanted to know if that was correct. And I said, well, yes and no. Not every phone is equipped with GPS information.
Right.
So, you know, that whether that's a reality or not might very well depend on your phone. In addition, not every site will take that GPS information. I haven't seen any evidence that Facebook is sharing or offering that information to people in the photos when you upload them. However, there are some sites like Instagram and Flickr that do keep your geolocation,
right,
so that when you upload a photo from your mobile phone, your location is automatically uploaded with it. Now, there are privacy settings that you can use to make sure that those things aren't showing. In addition, there is a lot of uncertainty around the geotagging. It's not as so sophisticated now that if you snap one photo, Dory, I can tell that you're on 16 Main Street. You know, if you upload it a lot, you know, because the signals have to bounce off towers, and you know, unless you upload a lot of photos directly from your phone, it would be tough for you to upload one photo and somebody track you down to that exact spot. It is a possibility, but it is probably a much more far-fetched possibility. I keep mine turned off on my camera. Plus, if I'm going to share photos, the very few I do share, I bring them home, I edit them, change the size on the computer, and I upload them so there is no geo information being shared. So I just wanted to address that. That's a lighter concern, but of course it does depend on how many photos you share. I know people who are constantly snapping photos and putting them up. Yes, it would be a possibility that someone could track you down But there's a lot of variables there.
I'm serious. I just sit and I shake my head because the more technologically advanced we become, you know, the more vulnerable we make ourselves.
Certainly. Well, and the amazing thing here, I'm hoping to make everybody take away from this call is not to go home and shut down your accounts. It's not to go home and see monsters behind every corner. Treat your online activities like you do your physical activities. Like I said, we go out every day, we cross the street, we look both ways, we look up to see if it's a red light. We talk to our children about their online safety. We teach them about stranger danger, and then we jump onto networking sites ourselves and just post and share away. And, you know, the real danger is this. Another real danger is this. How many of you listening to this call ever in your youth did something that you're just really grateful not everybody can see now? Come on, show of hands. I can't see your hands, but I imagine I'm getting some grins. You know, most of us weren't as bright in our teens as we are now. And we did things that, you know, some bad and some not so bad, but things that you just don't want the rest of the world to know. We're thankful there was no YouTube at the time. Our children aren't going to get that same.
No, I'm just saying, you know.
Hey,
I am right there with you. Because that's right, guys. You know, you had to do a lot when we were growing up to get into trouble. Now, forget it. Because you think you're doing it in secret, and some idiot has just filmed you on his smartphone because it's way smarter than you are, and now you're all over YouTube. You're all over the...
It's permanent. Once it goes up, you can delete it all you want to. It's there. You know, our children aren't going to get that same luxury. You know, so while we're happily snapping innocent photos of family vacations and posing for pictures with anybody who wants to take a picture of us and doing all these things that are really harmless and really innocent, we're not teaching our children to be mindful of their own privacy. They won't have the same thought processes as teens or tweens that you do right now. They'll think nothing of having a photo of you know, your little girl and, you know, Bobby smooching in the back of the homeroom. And, you know, they may think nothing about, you know, taking a quick photo and finding out later that a friend has uploaded it all over, you know, every networking site they can get their hands on. Embarrassing photos, bad photos, just uneasy photos they wouldn't want to share with the world. You know, people aren't going to make fun of them any longer, in the back halls of school. They're going to post this stuff all over the Internet, and it does stand a chance of going viral. And you know, very bad things have happened. Cyberbullying, you know, that's a big, big issue. It's another issue I could probably spend all day on. You know, teens are bullying each other online. And we have. Teens are bullying each other online with these photos. We have to set the standards now. We truly do. And you know, I am very verbal. When, we went to Dot's dance class a few weeks ago, and the little girls were playing there together, and one of the moms is snapping photos, and I stepped up and asked what she intended to do with the pictures. And she looked at me like I was a crazy woman. And I explained that. I'm so, so very sorry. I love sharing Dot's photos too, but if you intend to put those on a social networking site, please be aware that my child's photos belong to me. They're my property. So if you're going to put them in your photo album at home, God bless. But if you intend to post pictures online, don't make sure my child doesn't go up in them. And I'm sure she looked at me like I was a crazy woman, but she agreed, and I'm sure other people were looking at me like I was a crazy woman. But what's important to me is that my child saw me standing up and explaining that we don't post our faces everywhere online. And not only do I not post them, but I don't allow other people to post her photos either. People will probably continue to look at me like a crazy woman for many years because I intend to step up and make that very much known anytime I see somebody snapping pictures of her. I want to know where those pictures are going to end up, where that video is going to end up. Will I be able to protect her completely? Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. But the important thing is that she is going to see, and she's going to learn very young to take all this very seriously and to begin questioning when why somebody is snapping photos of her or why, you know, what they're doing with the information they take about her. And I know this is something I could have gone on for hours about. We've only got a few minutes left, and I really wanted to run through a few things you could do to protect yourself and your family online. So
well, then
bear
go
with
for
me,
it.
Maureen. First of all, please don't post every detail of your life online. Your vacations, your work absences, your school trips, you know, soccer practices. Don't put it all online. If you want to share, that's wonderful. First of all, make sure we talk mainly about Facebook, but this holds true of every networking site. Before you post again, log into that networking site and go find the privacy settings and make sure you know exactly who you're sharing with. Make sure it is personal. Make sure it is only family or only friends and family, and make sure you know who those friends are before you start sharing. You know, if you're going to share about a vacation, I recommend sharing after the fact. Just got back from a great vacation. Look at some of our photos. You know, it's in the past, and you're already home, and your family's safe. Don't broadcast what you're doing in real time. Don't broadcast that your home is sitting empty. I know we, you know, as a society, we like to share right now. Sometimes it feels like there's a race to who can get the information out fastest. It's really not a race. It's about your safety. Don't create passwords that are common. Don't have to rename your dog. Don't create the same password for every single site. Use letters. Use numbers. Truly, guys, create passwords that people couldn't guess if they were looking at your social networking site, your kids' names, your dog's name, your birthday. Don't do that. In fact, don't share your birthday at all online. Share your month and date is fine, but take that year off. It has nothing to do with being ashamed of how old you are and not wanting people to know. It's so they can't get your year of birth. Don't click on every neat or funny or interesting link you see. There are only so many funny puppy pictures that you can click on. You know, think very carefully. Be mindful of what you're clicking on when you click on somebody's link. Do you know this person? even that, there's no real guarantee that it's going to be a good one. But the ones that go around so often. Oh my gosh, this is hilarious. Have you seen this? Or this one really made my day. Or if you need a smile, click here. You know, just keep moving.
Right.
Keep moving. If you need a smile, if you need a friend, call one up. Don't click on all those links. You know, if a friend at any time sends you something that's a bit strange or out of character for them, don't click the link. Give them a call and ask them if they're the ones who sent it to you. Because it's so easy to hack somebody's account. So, so easy. Make sure that you are using your Wi-Fi secured at home. You know, make sure that, you know, people can't pull up into your driveway and access your internet. You know, make sure that you got some protection on there. It also makes your computer safer inside. Hopefully nobody will be able to make it much harder for people to hack into your information, hack into your emails and things like that. Be aware of what you've posted. You know, don't post so many photos that you can't remember what you posted where. That will prevent you from getting the email that says, oh, my gosh, did you actually post this? You know, when somebody sends something like that to me, I know that I've had so few photos posted.
Right.
Chances are, no, that was not me posting that. Or somebody saying really bad things about you. Have you seen this? You know, unless you're out there making enemies, just move on. Don't click that link because it can very well lure you into clicking on something that will download a virus onto your computer.
You know, it's so strange. At this point, I click on links from my BlackBerry.
Mm-hmm.
I click on links from my phone. If I have anything in question, you know,
mm-hmm.
I just do it on my phone. Sorry to interrupt the flow.
No,
keep going because I'm taking notes.
That's quite all right. No, I hope I'm able to show you a few things, Dory, here today. Don't allow your child to use social media unmonitored. It's not something cute, and it's not a neat way for them to stay in touch with their friends. It can be a huge danger. And it's not like you should. Again, I know it's very difficult to not let them use it at all these days. In fact, I'm almost of the opinion that it's better for you to walk them through it and show them how to use it carefully rather than keep them from it completely, because when they leave home, they're going to do it. I would like, again, take this for what it's worth. I know I only have one small child. Some of you out there have lots of teens. You know, you're really in the thick of things with this. But I will like to believe that when the time comes that I will walk her through it and, you know, I will teach her like I do everything else in life as I'm walking with her holding her hand down the street saying, you know, I'll ask her sometimes, if you hear cars coming, you can hear them coming sometimes before you can see them coming. And I'll ask her when we're walking through our little streets here in town to tell me the next time she hears a car before she sees it. And these are all, they're fun games for her, but they're also learning experiences to keep her senses open and not you know, put her headphones on and tuck her hands in her pockets and shut out the world around her, because she may not be aware of it, but it's very much aware of her.
Well, you know, let's face it, that's been going on since Walkmans and boomboxes. I mean, I'd still see guys where they'd be carrying that big old boombox down the street, you know, and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So as far as people trying to tune out, that's been going on for so long. But, you know, there's just too much stuff happening. Look at, you know, how many people they're texting as they're crossing the street and get hit by a car.
Yeah. You know,
what in the world is
like
so important? Or texting while you're driving. What in the world is so important that you just can't wait? Now, you know what?
That's
will I answer my cell phone? Yep, because I hit the button. It's on speaker. And I talk. I don't, you know, that's it. But, I mean, it's all of it. And I like what you said about treating your online, you know, life the way you treat yourself in real life as far as protection. If you wouldn't do it in real life, my, you know, that old saying, well, if you wouldn't show it to your grandmother, you know.
Yeah.
You know, that's my exception because I'll be the cool grandmother. But, you know, that's most grandmothers, you know, you just got to be careful. But, you know, common sense, I don't understand why people get a new toy, a new site to work on or whatever, and common sense goes right out the window.
Well, and you know, we sit in offices, we sit at our homes, and physically when I look around me, there's no one else here. I'm alone, and I think people very often get into the mentality of, you know, they consider themselves very secluded because they can't see the people who are out there. But those are, as I always say about business networking,
mm-hmm.
those are real live people are watching and they're listening. You know, your best defense is to educate those around you. Educate your children, your parents, your grandparents, your spouse. Educate those around you about the dangers online, the possible dangers, and take control. There are things you can do to protect yourself. You know, you don't have to go home and decide to, you know, move into a cave and never come out, you know, because of some of the things I've shared with you. Bad things happen. Bad things have always happened, you know, ever since. You know, there was a lady once who told my mother she didn't allow her little boys to play with toy guns. And my mother, you know, the time I came along, she had already way past the stage of panic and gotten about anything. She had eight for me, and they were grown. And she's like, oh, she said, you know, since the dawn of time, little boys, they pick up sticks and they start smacking each other. You know, bad things have always happened. The point is to be aware of them, to pay attention to what's going on around you. And if you have preschoolers, if you have small children, start the conversations now. You know, don't, you know, there used to be the talk that you had to give your kids, you know. And these days there's another talk about your safety online and your social networking sites. You know, don't wait till it's the talk. Start having light conversations. Start educating early. I talk to Dot now about what I'm doing online, and I also share with her that these are real people watching Mommy and real people that see what we do, and you know, there's a reason that I do what I do every day, and you know, I share, and I know she doesn't understand much of what I'm saying, but I know it's going in, and I know the more years that I talk and the more years I share, the greater my chances are of making her understand, you know, when she becomes a teenager, just how serious this, and hopefully the conversations will have changed, and people will be taking things a lot more seriously, and I won't continue to be the lady who, you know, has three heads and a bushy tail when I say, what are you doing with that picture? Why are you having pictures of my child? You know, hopefully. But you know what? But if I have to be the crazy lady, you know what? I'll just be the crazy lady. Because if it keeps one person from sharing my baby's picture widely online and tagging it with her name and telling the world where we are every Wednesday at 4, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. If I have to look like the crazy lady and people avoid us, well, then that'll just be how it is. Read your privacy settings. Read your privacy policies online very carefully. Someone else asked me, are there any secure photo sharing sites I can use? The photo sharing sites, I like Flickr. We do have a private group set up for Dorothy. You know, we have family scattered all over the U.S., and so we set up a private group, and we choose who to invite into that group. It doesn't automatically default to public. We went in, we checked out the settings very carefully, and we set it up so that this is a private group. It cannot be shared publicly. I like that one. I know a lot of people who use Instagram as well. Now, the last time I checked, Instagram settings automatically reverted to public. You just need to go in there and change them. And Instagram is one that will take that geotagging information. You can turn that setting off. You just want to make sure you don't accidentally click it on again. I recommend if you're going to share photos, because we all live, you know, we're all spread out. Lots of us have families and friends away that we still want to let them watch our kids grow up. I'd rather see one of those sites used. And nothing is ever 100% safe, but I consider them to be a lot safer than the privacy that I've seen on Facebook so far. So if you're going to do something like that, I prefer to see some of those groups. Please don't put your kids' pictures up on Pinterest. Your family's vacation pictures. I see it. You're laughing, but I see it all the time. People sharing some really personal photos over on Pinterest. Please don't do that. Or they create websites for their family and they pin the pictures. And be aware. Be aware of what you're doing and what you're sharing and how public it truly is. Read those settings and those privacy policies very, very carefully. So you know what you're doing. You know what which settings you've clicked. And on Facebook, if you will go up into the upper right hand corner of Facebook, you'll see the little down arrow there, and you can choose your privacy settings. This is how you can go in and choose exactly who sees what. You can click on that timeline and tagging and change whether or not someone can tag you in photos. Now, that doesn't mean they're not posting them. It just means you're not being alerted to the fact that they're posting them.
Right.
You can change, who you're sharing with. Now, again, be very aware. Mine is set to share only with friends automatically. However, there for a while on Facebook, the setting always reverted to public. So when you go to share your status on Facebook and you click on the little box that says what's on your mind, always, always, always open your eyes and look around. Be aware, just underneath that box, it'll say friends. It'll have a little world that's public. That means the whole world can see this. It's being indexed by the search engines, the works. Make sure you know exactly who you're sharing with, every single time you make a post. Don't just set your privacy settings and walk away. There for a long time last year on Facebook, mine, even though I had it set to friends, everything was automatically public, and I had to change it every single time I made a post. They did eventually get it fixed, but, a lot of people posting a lot of private information that they thought was private, but it was public. So just be very aware of what you're doing all the time. Keep your eyes open. Know what's going on around you.
Janice, believe it or not, it's time we're closing out.
I could have done a whole day on this one, Dory.
And perhaps you should. So you know, everybody, this Thursday, Crystal O'Leary will be sharing with me Designing Inspired Living. And you can visit her at homeandharmonydesigns.com, and she'll be with me on Thursday. Make sure you take a look at Janice. Go to bizmsolutions.com. Find out really why she is the queen, as far as I'm concerned, and the block you're supposed to stop on for social media. And visit us at wordofmomradio.com/MMM/ for all of our mompreneur-made, mompreneur-approved products and services. And Janice, what's coming up next for you on social media? Help Not Hype. Happy Thanksgiving, by the way, because I'll be
talking. Oh, yes. Happy Thanksgiving, yes. The next show we're going to do is going to be Google Analytics for the Average Person.
Oh, there you go. I know that a lot of people are going to be tuning into that because everybody, trust me, pages of notes, I'll have them because you never keep saying, are you checking your analytics? And I'm like, stop, you told Janice, show me how.
Going to give you
really
strong, solid, practical advice. Going to walk you through. This is going to be a very tech call because I'm going to actually open up Google Analytics and I'm going to be walking you through step by step how to see certain things, how to set it up so that you get to see what you want, how to know which traffic is coming from Twitter and Facebook and your other social sites. It'll be a really good call.
Awesome. You rock, Janice. So, everybody, thanks so much for tuning in for the Social Media Help Not Hype Show. And, Janice, thanks again. Everybody that you're listening to the archives, have a safe and happy Thanksgiving and create a marvelous day. We'll see you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.